Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the Old Testament reading appointed for today's morning prayer, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. It reads, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand." The relationship between clay and the potter is intriguing. The potter cannot shape the clay very well without the use of a potter's wheel and water. It is the spinning wheel that helps the potter shape the clay in a uniformed and even manner. It is the water that helps smooth out the rough edges and helps add dimension to the clay form. I invite you to reflect with me today on the piece of clay that God has placed in our hands. Maybe it's a relationship or a vision in the form of a life goal. Maybe it is being a parent or mentor for a child. The events of life and our choices are the spinning wheel, while our faith and therefore our integrity become the water, and God is present in the movement of our hands. How can we balance the movement of the wheel with the movement of our hands? If we pour too much of ourselves on the clay, it will cease to hold form. If our movements are not in sync with the wheel, the clay form will not have a balanced shape. It takes us being awake and aware of all these three components working together as one to create the finished product. But yet at any time we have the ability to start anew without losing the vision of the finished product. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 819 of the Book of Common Prayer, prayer number 17 for church musicians and artists. Let us pray. O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants who seek through art and music to perfect the praises offered by your people on earth. And grant to them, even now, glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it unveiled before evermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.